This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What do you say? What's your... Okay, all right, let me put you on the spot. Because obviously there's team high mahar and there's team low mahar.
Yeah, yeah.
So which team are you on? What's your stance?
On social media, the trending one is like mahar. So I get a lot of questions about mahar.
This is a deep one. Yeah. This is a deep one. What do you say? What's your... Okay, all right. Let me put you on the spot. Because obviously there's team high mahar and there's team low mahar.
Yeah, yeah.
So which team are you on? What's your stance?
So, I wish it was as easy as saying I'm on one team where I take one view on this. And this is probably what I end up saying to a lot of the couples that come with this question. That, like, you know, our families are saying one thing and we're kind of like, you know, saying one thing. And so Islamically, what is the mahar? I always get asked this. Islamically, what is the mahar amount? Or what is the sunnah mahar, etc.?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, you know, it's not as straightforward. It's not like in the Quran or in the Sunnah or in one hadith you're going to find the Prophet saying, give this mahar amount, right? If it was as simple as that.
If we did, it would be so much easier. Exactly. There would be no question, mashallah.
We'd just all be giving that mahar and job done, right? It'd be very easy.
Yeah.
But because our faith, Islam, is such a comprehensive, holistic deen, it's a way of life. You know, it's not as simple as, you know, 1400 years ago, the Prophet in Arabia, in the time that they were living in, saying this is the mahar amount. And now 1400 years later, in a completely different world, we're going to apply exactly that same amount because, you know, it just, the world doesn't work like that. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, the all knowing, and he knows that, you know, this is something that's going to be until Qiyamah, right?
Yeah.
So hence why I say, look, the best way of looking at it, and in, you know, and to kind of summarize the whole issue, is whatever you can afford to give. So from the man side, it's about affordability. But I also add, it has to be respectable as well. I think that's a really key one, because sometimes
that's
it's
interesting,
like
respectable.
Yeah, respectable amount, because what tends to happen is, so people take this word simple, right? Islam's all about simplicity. So let's do a simple nikah, you know, and they go so simple that it's like, you know, I give a funny example sometimes. I'm like, so the mahar that you're giving with no kind of, I mean, nothing bad here, no offense whatsoever, but the mahar that you're giving, you've gone so simple that you're paying your chauffeur that's driving you to your wedding venue more giving to your wife, the one that you're literally committing your life to, and you know, subhanAllah, right? Like, is that not that? Again,
why is a chauffeur being hired for a simple nikah? That's what I want to know.
That's, you know, if we open up that kind of worms, that's another whole issue in and of itself, right?
If you're spending on the wedding,
yeah,
maybe you need to be matching that somehow with the with the mahar, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that is going to be a kind of an indication of what your affordability is like, right?
Right. So, it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So if you have a wedding with a huge wedding with a huge hall and you have all of these extra fancy things with it, that's not really simple. I'm not against that, by the way. If you can afford it, alhamdulillah, I'm not against that. But you have to kind of reflect that as well. You know, your marriage is more important than the wedding, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the issues that we'll probably end up speaking about is too many young couples today are spending more time preparing for their weddings than they are for their marriages, which is a huge issue. So
I blame Instagram for that. Instagram and Pinterest.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
It's such a fitness, subhanAllah.
It really is. So so you've got the affordability on one side.
Okay.
And then you've also got, on the other hand, you know, we've spoke about it being a respectable amount, right? And what the other side is happy with as well. There has to be that, you know, Allah says, give it in good cheer, right? So the from the woman's side, she needs to be happy with it and agree to it.
Yes.
From the guy's side, what's affordable? Anything in between that, inshallah, is a good mahar amount. As long as you're being reasonable and you've got it with the right intention, most cases it's okay.
I really like that as a kind of a parameter. What I'm seeing, the conversation around mahar that I'm seeing, I think there's a couple of things. Hmm. One is the family, right? Yeah. Obviously, I'm in Egypt, and in Egypt, the mahar is nothing to do with the girl. She doesn't really have much of a say. Her mm-hmm. father sets the mahar. Right. So I'm sure you've maybe yeah. come across situations where the family sets the high yeah. mahar and the couple are like, give us a break. We just want to get married. And they're like, no, this. And so I'm interested to know whether you understand why families are doing that.